Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. If you happen to be old enough, you may remember the name, Bhopal. Yes, that Indian city where the worst industrial disaster in history killed thousands, leaving many more seriously injured. Emma McCarthy speaks to the Bishop of Bhopal, Leo Cornelio, about the legacy of this disaster 25 years on.
The people are reliving that experience of 25 years ago. Some have witnessed it. Those who are no more in this world, they are gone, thousands of them. But there are others who are affected, and their children are also somehow affected, and the consequence is still seen. And it is said that the place has still that toxic content in the place. They have not removed it fully. And the compensation for the people who have been suffering, that is also not somehow forthcoming. Lot of agitation. The poor or those who are not able to raise their voice, they can't somehow make things felt or heard by the people who should be hearing. Whom to blame? Where really the blame lies, we don't know.
It really does cry about injustice. You know, this very wealthy American company exploiting the poor of this area of Bhopal. And if I'm not mistaken, very recently the Indian government had an inquiry into the Bhopal disaster, came to a conclusion that there was no longer any pollution in the area. But the scientists are saying this is not true. The area is still polluted.
Yes.
What is your information?
That area is cordoned off. That is completely blocked area. I have been there also in that area. And there is nobody who stays inside. But definitely the air passes through and pollution would definitely be there. Because there are toxic contents still. It is not fully removed and not fully cleansed. So they cannot say there is no more pollution. It may not be that visible, but then definitely there is in the surroundings the pollution still, I believe.
What is the church doing in Bhopal to try and, first of all, ease the suffering of those who have been physically affected by the Bhopal disaster? And secondly, to try and improve conditions for the poor and those affected by the Bhopal disaster?
Yeah. See, to relieve this kind of, you know, painful situation and help them, the church has been doing a lot already from the time the disaster took place. Today we have three schools or residential places for children, particularly mentally challenged, physically challenged. We are trying to train them and somehow to face the world. And many of these children are actually children of those people who are affected because the consequence is seen in their children. Then we have a lot of social work going on, different congregations as well as the church personnel who are getting involved with the people, poor and needy. Particularly in their education, the health care. We have a couple of hospitals. There are two hospitals are there in Bhopal run by the church. Then there is a women's development for the women, employment, self-employment facilities provided, some Christian organizations. So that way the church is very much involved. And we are also trying our best to bring the cause of the poor to the government. And the government as such with us, you know, they are ready to dialogue and they are open. But then the problem really is that, well, it has become an international issue, not only of the state issue. So there is a lot of tug of war and I think court cases and so on. How far the justice would be done for the poor people because they don't have much of a voice. In the process, there are also other people who benefit from any tragedy, any disaster. There are some who are powerful people who benefit much more. They don't see from the point of view of the cry of the poor. So they themselves are somehow looking for their benefits, their good.
And my thanks there go to the Bishop of Bhopal, Leo Cornelio, and to Emma McCarthy for bringing us this interview to mark 25 years since the Bhopal gas leak devastation. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.